Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, and I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick. And today, it is a fall day, and it is so beautiful here on the prairies. Now, it's always beautiful. However, we have been having continually warm weather, like plus 30, and our leaves are changing colors, so it really makes a person not want to go inside. We just want to hang out outdoors and just maybe do some outside work, or catch the ball, or do whatever it is, but we do not want to go inside. You can just tell everybody's busy walking around doing their thing. However, I do know that I want to keep sharing our wonderful communities with you. So I want to come in and do this podcast. So if you are deciding to relocate out of a large urban center in Canada, or looking to immigrate to Canada, that you are aware of the awesome communities in the Canadian prairies. Now, before we get started, if you are someone who is interested in learning more about what it takes to immigrate to Canada, then head on over to 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal and download Immigrating to Canada, the 5 Fundamentals You Should Know. Now, let's get on with it, shall we? Today, I want to talk to you about a community that has approximately 16,000 people and where lots of that growth has been nurtured by immigration. Its backyard can be called the USA, as it is less than 1 hour away from the United States of America's border. And further, are you sitting down? Because the average median age of the community citizen who lives here is 35 years old, meaning that the future is here for business people, young professionals, and those looking to raise their families in a community that is, in my opinion, one of the best in our provinces. So today we check out the city of Steinbach in the province of Manitoba, or as the citizens of Steinbach would like to say, where the good life is just around the corner. Steinbach has great industry, and this plays a major role in the community for two major purposes. It creates lots of employment in the industry, and the industry provides a solid tax base, in which in turn gives this city an amazing quality of life that is enjoyed by each and every citizen. The main industries are manufacturing, logistics, agriculture and their related industry, trades, pharmaceutical manufacturing, and automotive, just to name a few. This community is a haven for entrepreneurs and business investors. If you are interested in learning more about the strength of businesses in this community, then definitely check out the Steinbach Chamber of Commerce. Their webpage is full of information, and you can see all what they do for their board members, their members, and of course, the community at large. Currently, they have an awesome new project on the horizon, and that is to hire an economic development officer that would be dedicated to focusing on resources that would identify development opportunities from business to recruitment to whatever the community decides their economic priority is. The Chamber also ensures that there are many services available in Steinbach to help newcomers get oriented in the community. So whether you're looking for language services, employment, or educational opportunities, or just opportunities to meet people, Eastman Immigrant Services is there to help. This is a settlement office. It is a great free resource that everyone who is newly immigrated to the community should take advantage of. Now, currently, when I was looking through the job ads, I seen advertisements for diesel mechanics, heating and ventilation mechanics, human resource generalists, operations managers, data analytical specialists, engineering technologists, system administrator, and okay, well, there was like more than 60 jobs alone on my Steinbach website. So I will put that link in the show notes for you, and you can see for yourself all the jobs that they have available. Now, this community appreciates that you cannot have all these industries without a motivated and educated workforce. So Steinbach is known for its excellent public school system. It boasts 3 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, and get this, wait for it, Manitoba's largest high school. It not only offers high school regular academic programming, but here you can start your career in the trades. As for example, this secondary school offers graphic design, carpentry, and culinary arts, just to name a few. In addition to this dynamic high school, there are numerous daycares, preschools, and post-secondary options. And the post-secondary options include Red River College, Academy of Learning, Steinbach Bible College, and of course Providence College in nearby Otterburn, Manitoba. So let's look a bit into a college that I really love, and it is Red River College. This state-of-the-art facility here in Steinbach offers a broad range of education and training opportunities in business, healthcare, and education. And with most programs having more than one intake per year. So this is really great for international students who, you know, maybe can't get a start date for September, but are looking at January. So Steinbach, Red River College may be the option for you. Now, through creative time management, careful programming, and flexible timetabling, where they can assist you in selecting the training programs or courses best suited to your interest and, of course, the labor needs. Red River also actually has small class sizes, and it's really student-friendly atmosphere and a convenient location. And the programs that they offer range from early childhood education, healthcare, to business administration. And again, these are just examples. Now, after briefly touching on Steinbach's education and employment, let's look at their healthcare in this town. And that alone even makes me want to move to Steinbach. Steinbach's healthcare sector is always expanding to provide the best care in the region. They have a hospital that is fully equipped to provide a wide range of services, including, of course, emergency, audiology, cancer care, surgery, x-ray. And the new primary care center provides access to 25-plus family physicians, surgeons, and provides lab services as well as pharmacy services, and not to mention their quick care clinic. So this also would lead me to believe that they probably have lots and lots of healthcare jobs. So if you are in the healthcare profession, Steinbach, Manitoba might be a community worth checking out for you to immigrate to for a healthcare career. Now, let me put this into perspective for you, how much Steinbach cares about their community. In the past few years, they have seen development projects that are in excess of $355 million. So this included the development of a primary care center, the wellness center, new offices for dentists, chiropractors, physiotherapists, and medical supply stores, Steinbach Credit Union branch and offices for the Curling Club and the theater at the T.G. Smith Center, middle school and expansion for the high school and upgrades to the hospital, and so on and so forth. These are just numerous and only a couple that I mentioned. So imagine a community believing in its citizens so much that they put back $355 million into investments to make your life better. Further to this, the city of Steinbach, with the provincial government of Manitoba, as well as the federal government of Canada, recently announced that it will build a multi-use Southeast Event Center in downtown Steinbach as part of its renewal of the T.G. Smith Center site. That's on top of the $355 million they're already investing. The Southeast Event Center will be a multi-use venue that will accommodate cultural, economic, and recreational uses and events. The main venue will be a 2,500-seat spectator facility. It is designed to accommodate the many needs of the community with multi-mode capacity for trade shows, ceremonies, concert, ice-related use, and recreational activities. Once completed, the center will actually connect the existing T.G. Smith Center, the Steinbach Curling Club, and other existing venues. This investment to their citizen is to ensure their great quality of life. And this project is valued at over $40 million. Wow. I mean, it doesn't get better than this, does it? But it does. The city also has a year-round aquatic center with 2,400 square feet of fun. They have soccer fields. They have outside community basketball. They have a dog park. They have trails and hiking and many pocket parks hidden all throughout the community. So spring, summer, winter, fall, you will never be bored after work or after school. There's just way too much to mention, so of course I will add a link, as I always do in my show notes, for you to check out all the action that the city of Steinbach has for you. Now, another thing, speaking about investments, I never really thought about this when I was young, but I think as one grows older, such as me, and we have a family, that we start to realize the value of infrastructure. And it's something that we think about more and more, as I just said. So with that in mind, I just have to briefly touch on the fact that Steinbach is focusing on growth, and the best avenue for growth is through their infrastructure. So on top of the $355 million, on top of the $40 million that they're spending, they've actually, from 2006 to 2018, they've invested over $110 million in their water main, their sewer, their streets, their sidewalks, pathways, drainage, buildings, and facilities. So if you look at your current town, let me know, how is the sewage system? How are your streets and sidewalks? They may be okay, but I can pretty much guarantee you that this city will have it beat. So again, if you're looking for a great city to enjoy a quality of life, have a great job, and just have some beautiful surroundings and never worry about a water main break or your sewage backing up or anything, the city of Steinbach has covered you on that one. So we have explored the job market, where you can go to school, what recreation you can do after working or after school, the healthcare system, and so much more. Now, you really want to immigrate here or relocate, but there's one thing missing, and it is, where do I live? Well, no worries, my friend. Here's a quick snapshot for you. A three-bedroom home in this community is on average $275,000, and that's not bad for all what you get. And as well as, I should note, in my research and reading all about this community, having been there, you just can't know this stuff. So I did have to do a little bit of research. But the people here earn an income well above the provincial average. So this house of $275,000 is pretty affordable when you live and work in Steinbach. However, if you do need to save up for a down payment on a home, then there are also apartments and condos that you can rent, where a one-bedroom apartment can go for approximately $800 a month, and a newly developed condo, that's, let's say, a two-bed, two-bath, can go up to approximately $1,400 per month. So there's basically anything that you want in terms of condos, apartments, housing, to buy, to rent, the city of Steinbach has that. So let's review all the highlights of this amazing community. It is Manitoba's fastest growing city with consistent economic development, invests consistently in its recreation, healthcare, their businesses, and of course their citizens. And if you want to take a trip to the United States, well, the USA is just in their backyard. The regional center is supporting more than 60,000 people. So beyond the 16,000 people that live in the city of Steinbach, in the surrounding area, there's a total population of 60,000 people. There are many internationally connected companies, so this provides a great opportunity for local businesses and industries to thrive. There is a large local workforce with a strong work ethic. They have favorable tax rates. Actually, they're the second lowest in Manitoba. Their average household income is higher than the provincial average, and the median age is 35 years old. So in closing, here's a quote from Earl Funk, the mayor of Steinbach. And he says, "Steinbach is fueled by a community whose dedication and passion embodies the spirit of the prairies. We are Manitoba's fastest growing city. And with our affordable housing and low taxes, we are the perfect place for you, your family, and or business to call home. We welcome you to come and see for yourself why Steinbach is the ideal place to make your personal and business dreams a reality." Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100thMeridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, and wheat fields to my right. Country roads I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad.